Hey folks, so this time I'm going to be talking about something that's completely not in the mainstream media. But there's more information there than anybody could possibly want to know right now, including things that are of no interest to anybody really. What I'm looking at though, I just kind of did a mental scan around just different areas, and I came across one area which is really weird. Japan between the ocean, the sea of Japan, the waters between Japan and China. Something is going on there. A lot of action, a lot of boats, transportation. If there is a highway that connects them underground, it is very busy. I would dare say that there's traffic, heavy traffic between the mainland China and Japan. I'm not saying that this highway of traffic is public, not at all. It could be very much a military only. And I do not know what they'd be transporting back and forth, but that much traffic would tell me or suggest that they are preparing for something big. So I would imagine it would be food of all kinds, grains, you name it, livestock, I don't know, a lot of transportation, weapons, clothing, the ability, fluids to drink water. Apparently there may be a lot of water. And I don't really understand what that is, but it's almost as if China is starting to support Japan. It's almost as if they're saying, let's join forces. I realize that there's commerce already going between the two of them. But this feels more like a step above just standard commerce. This feels more like something along the lines of, it would almost be like the relaxation of border checks. It's very, very curious. It's ironic because when I say that border checks, it feels like it's going to be people can go from Japan to China, enter, and it's almost like, okay, you're a citizen of Japan. Okay, you're all set. Go on ahead. You're allowed to stay for 3 months. If you stay any longer, you need to let us know and go from there. Japan, who I think, from what I'm being shown here, is somewhat resistant to people who are Chinese, not resistant to them going over and visiting, but staying longer and allowing more jobs to be taken, critical jobs in high-level fields. It's almost as if things are just opening up doors left and right, and it's very curious because I always thought they were two countries that did not get along very well. Could be wrong. I'll have to look it up on the internet one of these days soon and find out if there's any of this is true, but something is happening underneath which says that it's going to reflect up on the top, up on the regular land. It's almost as if it'll be a free flow, but digital. As long as they have a digital, they know who you are. They look at your license plate as you're going, passing through the gates. They instantly know who your name, what your name is, where you live, what your job is, where you work. All that stuff will be available. And they'll say, okay, it's open. Go ahead, drive wherever you want. Obey the rules and the laws, and they won't care. for some reason that I, if it's not already in there, that's what it feels like is coming. Ironically, it's also, I'm feeling, I got to double check this on Google Map just to be sure, because if there's any truth to this, it's kind of surprising. So I'm going to put in Google Maps, and then I'm going to put in, I'm going to zoom out to take a look at the location of China, Japan to the United States, because I have a very big curiosity here. All right. So Japan is directly across from California. So for some reason, I'm feeling as if two things are in consideration right now. Number one, Russia is in the process of negotiating something to do with Alaska. I think there's going to be a highway that is going to be connected between Alaska and Russia. A second highway may even be extended out as a, for some reason, as just a gesture to the island just south of the, where the two of these continents meet. Sorry for the yawn. But I'm not 100% sure about that one, but there's a couple of different cities in Alaska. York and Wales are probably the prime targets for what I'm talking about here. I'm going to scan into York here a little bit, and then I'm going to give it a switch over to the live map. Oh boy. That doesn't make any sense. York is not what I would call anything of a big town at all. Oh boy, the way that it showed up on the maps though as big. So the only other place here, because Wales isn't even that big. I'm going to scan into Wales now. And even Wales is kind of a, it's an Indian reservation. There's an airport there too, apparently. Okay, so neither one of those places would be strong enough, have enough commerce to support an international bridge. However, there is another city somewhat near them called Port Clarence or Teller. Now, there's nothing there either. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, wow. These are all very remote cities. I thought these cities had some kind of a, I thought there would be sure enough a connection. But I still see a bridge connecting these two. But I don't know if they'll go for the shortest distances, because they need a place where they can begin the construction with access to a local area to support the people and the life that would be needed to begin this construction. So I'll be darned if I know where they would choose to connect the two lands together, but I'm got a strong feeling that's being very seriously considered. I just can't seem to locate where it would be by just my, obviously by scanning around, but anyways, I'm going to scan back out and go back down to Japan. So while this bridge feels like it's going to be connected between the two land masses, I don't know when, but I get the feeling it will. Yeah, there's a lot of action going on between Japan and China here. Ironically, though, there's also seems to be North Korea, I didn't even know this, is close to Japan. I thought South Korea and North Korea were actually quite a bit further south of it, but they're not. South Korea is very close to the island of Japan on the south side. There's plenty of commerce there, but the commerce with North Korea and Japan, it's not much. If it is, it's nothing that the United States would be involved in. But I do see a major increase in the commerce between the two of them. Now, this is, like I said, this is the crazy part, is that for some reason, I also think that some kind of project is underway. And I wonder if it's connect a road is going to connect, or a shipping lane, which may already be established, but I think it's actually going to become faster. Some type of a connection is going to be made between Japan and California direct. I'm not talking about an airplane route, which may already be in the works. I'm talking about underground, underwater, tunnel. I don't know exactly how that's going to work or when it'll work, but that's what I'm seeing. But the big one that caught my attention was Japan to China. So I'm seeing a lot of activity under there. Now, if I'm not talking physically, folks, just for those who might be confused, I'm not looking at it on the map. I'm it's a gut feeling that there's a lot of activity. I'd actually give you a location, and this is just there's two areas that feel three that feel like there's an increase in commerce or some type of underground tunnel action. The first area that I'm going to give it a name to is called in English Kobe. COBE. That's connecting to multiple places, not just one tunnel going straight to China. The second one that I'm seeing here on the map is Niigata, which is kind of in the middle. And then the last one, I was going to say this, it looks like Noshiro. But I'm not thinking that it's, I'm picking up it's more of Akita, which is kind of curious. But anyways, those three areas feel like they have a lot going on. There are other ones that are connecting to the mainland through ships. But those are on the ocean. Those are visible to, and those are accessible to the public. There's a lot of that kind of stuff going across the seas, but if there is anything at all. But what I'm talking about is something that only the military would be using. And there's three different places. So, with that being said, I think that's enough for now. And hopefully that helps bust people out for whatever's going on out there. Talk with you in the next one.